say, nigga, I don't want to talk.
Mimi at the bank, show me what you really buy. You mean real when shit really counts. Hey y'all, I'm Raven.
And I'm Kayla.
And this is the Untitled Podcast. And
we're back again with another episode.
We're back again. Fever came out last week. And how do you feel about it?
You already know how I feel about it. But I'm gonna tell them. But how tell I feel.
The people.
Y'all, it just ain't hitting. It didn't hit my soul like Tina Snow did.
That's your soul. I don't think it was meant to hit your soul though.
Tina Snow touched my soul.
I don't think it was meant to hit your soul.
Fever just graced the surface.
It's very upbeat, up tempo summer music.
But I still didn't. You know, it has a couple bangers, but it's just not overall. It just wasn't for me.
Yeah.
What is your favorite?
My top three are Best You Ever Had, mm-hmm. Big Drank, and either Cash It or Pimpin'.
Okay, this is really hard, but if I had to pick a top three, I'd probably say Running Up Freestyle.
Like, girl, that came out before.
This was like, all my favorites were stuff that she had already, like, released. Running Up Freestyle, Ruler, and probably, like, Pimpin' or, like, Simon Says or something.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
It's just... You know,
Simon Says, put your hands on your knees. Hey, Ratchet. Simon Says, put your hands on your knees. Do you like Ratchet?
No.
You didn't like Ratchet?
No, because isn't that one where she's like, let's get Ratchet, let's get Ratchet. She said it like 100 times.
The one I didn't like is Dance. Dance, 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 dance.
Yeah, dance, either dance. Or,
I like this album. Like, I think it was good.
I've already deleted Dance out my library.
But I like Tina Snow a little bit better because, like, all
a
those songs.
A whole lot better. Hello.
Top to bottom were really
can
good.
Let's talk about Tina Snow. Mm-hmm. Can we talk about Freak Nasty? Hit.
Hit.
Cognac Queen?
Hit.
Never.
Hit.
Big Old Freak?
Hit.
Tina Montana? Hit. Mega Bad? Hit.
All right.
I mean, Grand Lux, Tina Caesar Salad, my sugar daddy.
Sugar daddy.
That's my favorite part.
That's so crazy.
Let me have it. No time to play with you, niggas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like that whole, I could listen to that whole album from beginning to end, like, nonstop. But Fever, like, I have to be, like, in a certain mood or, like, at the gym.
Yeah, no, it's not crossing my radar.
To listen to it. So it's just, like, yeah. That's about it for that. But what are we gonna talk about?
I forgot already. So we're talking about the abortion thing.
But yeah, Fever was like on a rated from like a
on a scale of
1 to 10, yeah.
It's gonna get a 4 for me.
A 4?
Yes.
Yo, you hate it that bad?
Okay, the day it came out, what did I give it that night? I said it was like a 5 or like a 6.5.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's because I haven't like listened to it. It's probably one of those things you're just going to have to keep.
Like keep hearing. Listening to, yeah.
And I'm just not interested in that right now, so.
Yeah. But. Yeah, like the. I rate it a 7.
A 7?
Yeah.
So what are you rating Tina Snow? I'm rating Tina Snow 10. A
10. But this is like a 7. I mean, because it's not really like...
Okay, a 4 was a stretch.
A 4 is really rude.
I'm going to go with a 6.
Like, I do a 7 because it's a mixtape.
Yeah.
But you can listen to it like an album.
I'll say this.
The songs are...
When she does release her debut album, I hope... Because she has, like, these personas. So, Tina mm-hmm. Snow was obviously, like, a Tina persona. Snow, that's yeah. her persona. And then Fever is Hot Girl Meg. I hope that she brings Tina Snow for the album.
Mm-hmm.
Me too. Just a little hint. of Hot Girl Mix.
Yeah, I hope it's a mixture.
I hope it's 90% Tina Snow, 10% Hot Girl.
I say like 75-25.
No. 90-10.
Okay. Okay.
That's just my piece on it.
All right.
How did you feel about, you know, Simon Says was a little controversial.
Uh-huh.
Because of Wolf Tyler. How do you feel about Wolf Tyler?
I don't feel anything.
Did you used to watch her Vines?
Mm-mm.
You didn't?
I mean, I've seen her on Vine, but I didn't watch her Vines. Like, I was
Well, I guess that's what I meant. Did you ever see her on Vine?
Oh, yeah.
She's always been obnoxious.
Yeah, I didn't like her voice.
And tried to come for Megan.
Did she try to come for her? Or yes, was she just like...
She didn't try to come for oblivious. Her, but she just tried... No, it's not oblivious if you did the same thing to another artist, another, like, big artist. You're trying to come up off of, like, being problematic. Like,
not problematic.
Saying, like, like Meg said it best, if you wanted, like, your credit, all you had to do was be like, oh, thank you. Like, she could have just been like, oh, I'm so glad I had a hand in, like, this record or something, but she didn't have to be like, oh, I'm so glad I had a hand in this record, and put, like, little writing emojis, as if yo, at you wrote something,
right?
Like, she tried to say she wrote like the verse and stuff, but then like she was just used on the reference track.
I honestly do not know what that lady said. I just know that y'all dragged her for even mentioning Megan, you and your people.
Megan hopped on Instagram Live and dragged her.
She said, "Shana says, shut the fuck up."
She said, "Megan." And then Kehlani was like instigating it, like,
yeah, because Kehlani don't like her, huh?
No, because she did the same thing to her for one of her songs.
So that's crazy.
But that's what I'm saying. It's not oblivious. It's not you being oblivious.
Yeah, I wonder why. Like, I wonder why.
Who even knew Wolf Tyler was? And, you know, the music scene.
Who even knew?
When you sent me that, I was like, Whoop Tyler, what?
Yeah, like, why?
It's like, I thought the girl fell off the face of the earth.
Why? Like, yeah.
Well, she fell off the face of the earth.
Yeah, that fell off the face of, like, literally everybody. Like, who is a Wolf Tyler fan? Like, show yourself. Girl. Like, if you're a Wolf Tyler fan, like, tweet us and tell us if you're a Wolf Tyler fan.
Tweet us.
I want to see what type of people those are. Because that's crazy.
Girl.
What are you a fan of? Does she make her own music?
I think she did.
Oh, is she a rapper?
On Vine, I feel like she used to, like, do, like, little raps or something. Or, like, just say stuff. I think she writes.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem with this was you did not write
that.
This, so don't act like you did. But I think she writes and stuff for people. I'm not sure though. Who's looking for that anyways?
Yeah, like, I think that should be sale. She should start a YouTube channel or something. Let's start vlogging.
No.
Get that popping.
No.
That's everybody hustling now.
Speaking of what?
What?
I'm trying to start talking about Claire to Queen.
What?
Girl.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Let's
Girl,
talk about
I'm
them.
So mad she got that BBL.
Why are you mad?
Because now she just looked like... And she's starting to look like her people. She don't look... It's not like a slim thick. It's like a... She just looks...
Just
she
wide.
Look big and wide.
Yeah.
And she don't have the best eating habits. She don't work out. So, I feel like in a couple months, it's just going to be like...
Really big, but that's why you have to. This is why I don't like when people just like up and go get up and go like try to tone up first before you go get surgery. Because if you don't like to
say it, like you ain't never worked out, your family ain't never worked out.
How you know her family ain't never worked out?
No, let's not be.
We're talking about Queen Naja and Clarence because we just started talking about these people. These people probably don't know who we talking about, but Queen. Oh, okay. Queen Naja and Clarence NYC. For the people that don't know.
But, I mean, you know what her people look like. And she knows.
Mama Reba.
But, yeah. But most black people in general, we just don't have, like, that. Like, it's like a stigma around, like, working out, eating healthy, or whatever. People, like, I feel like people think that's, like, a Caucasian thing.
Really?
Yes, because people be looking at me crazy because I'd be like, I'm finna go to the gym, whatever, like that. And it's like, I just would like to keep my health.
They look at you crazy.
We talked about this, remember? The people at school.
Oh, yeah, at the salad place, they do look at you crazy.
They be looking at you crazy.
They be looking at you crazy for getting a salad. But you work at the salad place. How that makes sense? But like, we be in there with, like, a whole bunch of...
Okay, like, one of the salads I get, it's, like, a chicken Caesar salad, whatever. And I don't, like, I don't eat chicken. But, like, even if I ate chicken, I don't eat everybody, like, chicken. Mm-hmm. And so I'd be like, oh, I want the salad with no chicken. They'd be looking crazy when I say, you don't want no chicken. No, right. I don't want no chicken. I don't want no chicken. Even if I ate chicken, I'm not eating chicken out of here.
Yeah, that cubed chicken.
Cubed chicken, mm-mm. Cold. No, I'm not interested.
No way, Jose.
My mom's talking better than that. Anyways.
And so it's just like... Why are you running to hop to surgery, though?
Yeah, they're quick to hop to surgery, but it's like you haven't stepped foot in a gym in your life.
Yeah, so it's like...
Because... And then the thing is, okay, they hop and get these surgeries, and they be like, okay, I got the surgery. Now I'm going to start eating right and exercising. But how do you expect yourself to start exercising after when you never exercised before?
Yeah, it don't work like that. And especially when you didn't really need it, like...
Yeah.
Because she was little.
All she needed was, like, just a little, like, shaving.
Start doing some squats, girl.
Yeah. Redistribute
that. Redistribute it. But, and then she, yeah, girl, I could talk about Queen of
Girl, for
all
a
5'4
foot man. A 5'4
He's, like, my height.
A 5'4 man. I could never.
5'4 He just got his Invisalign.
You'd never catch me out here.
You wouldn't?
On the surgery table 3 months after having a baby.
Yeah, that's crazy.
For a 5 foot
for a little bitty boy.
No.
But maybe he makes her happy. You know?
I hope so.
Hopefully, because we're going to get a medicine part two. Even the medicine was really good.
I wish she rode that wave a little bit longer.
Me too. But she couldn't because they were together. Like, she couldn't really ride the medicine wave because she had moved on. So it's like, I'm not even heartbroken no more.
Whatever.
You tell me you love me,
but I ain't
feeling it lately. You say you love keeping me fly, but you can keep me from looking so crazy. Oh, I feel it. Where you been? Where you been? Who is that texting your phone?
Not for you,
but for him.
Not till doesn't make you feel.
Make it feel.
How could you play me when the love
I gave was real? I even took you back and you still had no chill.
Boy, you ain't gonna never learn. Play with fire, you get burned. I don't think you understand.
Okay, come on.
Okay, so if y'all don't know, should we tell them this? Well, they probably know.
They know. They probably don't know.
We live in Alabama.
All right.
Unfortunately. And recently, there has been a law. The law's passed, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, she signed it, so
yeah,
I guess.
A law that was put into order that basically bans abortions, which has been a very controversial topic.
Yeah.
Being that we are from Alabama, you know.
And girls,
which
women.
Is seen as a very...
conservative.
Isn't Alabama considered, like, a very, like, Christian, conservative, like...
Duh, girl.
...state, you know? so, you know, there's been all type of talk, you know, we've made Shade Room again. we have Rihanna.
Cuss that lady
cussed
out.
Cuss our governor out. Not our governor, their governor.
Their governor, not ours.
It's just a mess, so, yeah, let's talk about that.
How do you feel about it?
I got a lot to say about it because, okay, I took a class this past semester, and this, like, one of the parts of the class was to find articles in the news and, like, basically present them, you know, very shortly to the class or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the articles I presented on was an article about this, basically the same situation almost, but it was in Texas.
Yeah.
So, it was basically the same situation. It was basically the legislators trying to overrule Roe v. Wade or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, what they were trying to pass was basically saying that if you had an abortion or if somebody performed an abortion for you, you could be charged with criminal homicide.
Oh.
And in Texas, criminal homicide is punishable by death. So basically, you would get the death penalty.
Girl.
So it's just like, you know, I feel like, and then, oh, isn't this also happening in Ohio? It's like, you can't even leave the state and get one, or
Georgia.
So it's like happening everywhere, but
Alabama, I think Alabama got the harshest one.
Alabama want to be the first one to just,
the harshest. And like, they're saying like, you could get the death penalty if you get an abortion, and the doctor that performed it can get it too, I think.
Yeah.
So it's just like,
but you know, I don't agree with it, because my thing is, y'all are worried so much about what's going on with these people, like what these people are deciding to do with their fetuses and unborn children. But like somebody said, we're like ranked number 50 as far as education goes. Mm-hmm. So you're gonna force these people to have kids and stuff. You don't know what type of like lifestyle these people who are going to get these abortions, you don't know what type of lifestyle they would be able to provide these children. So you're going to force them to have their kids and then put them, basically they're like born into like a society or a world that's not even like all the way great or perfect anyways.
Right.
It just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, and you're forcing people to have kids that they don't want.
Which is adding
either more abusive maybe or unwanted children. And also, like, more, like, people in foster care and adoptions. And you hear all these horror stories about foster care and adoptions. Like, not saying that, like, everybody that adopts or is a foster parent is abusive or, like, predatory. But, like, you hear all these stories about that. And then, like, most of these people are not having an abortion for fun. Like, you're not just going to go – ain't nobody just going to be like, hey, I'm going to go get an abortion today. See you on the flip side. Like, right. Ain't nobody doing that. So it's people, like,
and then the thing is that they made it, like, even if you're raped or in cases of incest, it's not excusable.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like,
what?
Like, so, you mean to tell me you're going to punish the person getting the abortion before you punish the person that has raped the person? Like, what?
Yeah, but you know they don't really care about
they
women.
They don't care.
Especially black women.
But somebody made a good point on Twitter. They was like, let one of these black people,
legislators or whatever,
let one of them get their mistresses pregnant or something.
Or let them daughters have a baby by a black man. Then they gonna want to snip that right on out. But like, and also, that's like, banning abortion is going to, like, cause so many problems with people just, like, falling downstairs and,
like doing
putting
it,
a coat hanger.
Doing it the completely, like, unhealthy, wrong.
Right.
Like,
drinking a whole lot of vitamin
themselves.
C.
I feel like it's going to be bad.
Right.
I feel like it's not going to stop abortions, period. People just going to start doing it, like,
willy-nilly.
Under the table.
Yeah, like, under the table. I mean,
getting the hanger out the closet and just being like, you know, Googling
nothing,
stuff.
Making something illegal has never stopped it from happening. Like,
period.
Everybody smoke weed.
Right,
like,
period.
Like, so it's like,
people still prostitute.
Like, so making something illegal has never stopped it from happening. So I don't understand why they're trying to, like, regulate these women's bodies and trying to make that a law.
What I found interesting was, I saw something, and it said that studies have shown that, I don't know if this was in the U.S. or if this was just Alabama, but, like, birth rates have dropped significantly, which obviously means, like, the population, not that the population is declining, but it's kind of, like, just steady.
Mm-hmm.
But over time, it will obviously decline if birth rates are dropping. And it was basically saying, like, it was, like, a graph showing, like, the problems with birth rates, the problems for a society with birth rates declining or just being steady, and which is obviously bad for a society. And so people were saying, like, oh, they're putting this law into action, you know, to increase the number of, like, babies being born and all type of stuff like that to, you know, increase the population in society and all to benefit society. Like, but it's like, that's so, I feel like that's so superficial, because you're not thinking You're not thinking deeply about it.
Like,
all
like,
you care about is putting people on this earth, but y'all not caring about the quality of life.
Especially like, in Alabama, don't nobody want to be here in the first place. Like,
it's like people come here to go to school, play football, whatever, whatever. But, yeah, like, but they out.
They leave as soon as they can. And it's so crazy to me because it's like, why do y'all care?
And then let's not get started on the stigma that, do you think, what race of people do you think have the most abortions?
White people.
Yeah, it was I think it was a study, and it was proven that they have the most abortions, and obviously their population is declining.
Yeah.
Because there are so many, like, interracial relationships, and so many, like, obviously if they're the ones having the most abortions, and there are a lot of interracial relationships, that's kind of wiping away their, you know, their sense within society. So people are saying, like, oh, you know, they made this law to increase, you know, to force these white women to have their babies and all that to up their population and all that.
Mm-hmm. Which is crazy. Like, oh my gosh. Maybe, like, you would just, like, think for a minute, these abortions, like, are not going to save the white race.
It's not going to save your race.
Like, they're not. Maybe
honestly, what's going to save your... Is anything going to save it?
No, not really. Like, I mean... Not really. Like, I mean, you could...
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. It's just crazy to me, like, how that...
Because you're shooting us down.
You're shooting.
I'm saying they're killing us.
Oh, you're shooting us. Yeah. I was like, you're shooting.
Saying, like, they're killing us. It's like,
the police, basketball.
You know, like, police brutality, all that type of stuff. You're trying to out us that way. You're trying to get us all, you know, in jail and stuff with these little weed charges and all that type of stuff like that. And try to keep us out the workforce by saying, like, oh, you can't have this on your record.
Right.
But, like, then you can go to jail for weed and that beyond. Like, what?
Right. Like, it's just crazy to me. I don't understand... Like, I don't understand why you can't just mind your business and let these ladies have these abortions. Because honestly,
you're still gonna do it.
Like, okay, they're saying, like, oh, life starts at conception. Life starts when, like, the sperm is
dead. But that's how you can tell that somebody that don't know what they're talking
about. Right. Like, look at, like, the facts say that life doesn't really start right then. Life starts when you actually start breathing. Right? Like, life happens when you start. But, like, you can't, just because you believe something doesn't mean you can make it a law.
But I'm also not with these men, these white men having to say so over what these old white misogynistic racist men having a say so in, like, what a woman can do with her body. Like, I feel like that is, like, it's unacceptable. It doesn't make sense to me.
And it's crazy because, like, they're the only ones with, like, that power that would be able to do that. Like, if you look, like, everybody that voted yes on that bill was, like, white and a man. White. And all the black people said no or, like, didn't vote or something. Like, that's crazy to me that was even allowed.
But this is Alabama for you.
All right. Alabama's crazy.
Trump Nation, baby.
MAGA.
No, they go hard for Trump.
They do. And I just don't understand.
Trump ain't looking for y'all.
I just don't understand it. But, yeah, you said you had a story about somebody.
Oh, Keke Palmer. Girl. Thanks for reminding me. I told y'all that, like, it wasn't funny. Be serious.
Go, okay, go.
Get off of that. I saw you.
Go.
I told y'all that, like, this law basically, like, make headlines, like, all over the country. Like, everybody's, like, spotlight on Alabama. So, you know, celebrities were doing their little think piece. You know, most of the celebrities are, like, on the same side. Like, oh, you know, women should have a say-so of what goes on in their own bodies. Like, no man or, like, anybody else, period, should, like, have a say-so. So, Keke Palmer decided, I don't know exactly what she wrote, because it's since been deleted, but she decided, I'm telling y'all and I'm telling Raven this, she decided to basically write a, like, her piece. She spoke her piece on the situation. You know, she was on the side of, like, oh, women should be able to do whatever they want with their bodies and have a say-so, basically because I was once in the position. And, you know, I basically said that she had to have an abortion because she didn't know if, mind you, she's a celebrity. So people want to say, like, oh, you know, if people got money, then they should be able to have a kid, whatever. That's not everything.
No.
So she basically was saying, I think what she was saying was, like, oh, I went through with my abortion because I wasn't for sure if I would be able to provide my kid with, like, the life that they deserve with my lifestyle.
Yeah. Which is...
And she
the gag is... The gag is...
What's the gag?
I don't know. Keep going.
She got backlash. Mm-hmm. I don't know who was backlashing her because the girl just said she had an abortion. So I would have been like...
Probably a whole bunch of
That's like an So it was probably like a whole bunch of like
white people,
Republican people that basically like shamed her, I guess, for getting an abortion. She deleted her tweets, and but it's like you know somebody saw that, so now everybody like, ooh, Keke Palmer abortion, what?
I didn't even see. Okay.
Girl, I didn't see it either, but I heard about it. And I looked it up, and I saw the old, like, you know, somebody that screenshotted it.
Yeah. So she just, what made her be like, I, too, had an abortion?
Because she felt, okay, if you had an abortion and a law like this passed, you would have been in your feelings.
Right. Like,
that's like Chili being like, wait.
And she played Chili.
Oh,
look at that connection. That's probably why she got the job. She was like, I, too.
No, I think this was recent. Shut your mouth.
I too. It ain't nothing to cut.
Okay. Now we are just getting ridiculous. That was so rude.
What?
That was very rude.
What was rude?
That's just ridiculous. And I think you need to offer an apology right now. Because she ain't gonna come for me.
I'm sorry.
But, okay.
Keke Palmer, I apologize.
Girl, so let me finish. So, she deleted the tweet saying, you know, I too had an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And then she came back and she basically was like, she hates how, like, that topic is very, like, people always have to, like, take offense. Like, people either, like...
Pick a side.
Yeah, pick a side, basically. People either agree with you or they disagree with you. There's nobody being, like... She basically felt like she wanted everybody to be like, oh, I can understand.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, you knew nobody wasn't going to understand.
Right.
You knew. Because people going to be like, oh, you're a celebrity. What do you mean lifestyle? Like, right. What?
Like, you have money. Like
you have more than enough to provide. Provide for that child. But, like, y'all don't know what these people are going through. That's why.
And when
y'all
Wasn't she wilding
for a minute? What?
Wasn't she, like, wilding for a minute?
What do you mean? Like, she had with Gay? Or that movie. I thought that was for that movie.
Or, like, she was doing something, like, really. She was on social media every day, like, wilding for a minute.
She was, like, the gag is.
The gag is. And then, like, dancing them dance videos. You remember that?
Yeah. Oh, my God. She was.
You got served.
But, yeah, that was the Keke Palmer story.
That's hilarious. I, too.
I
what she thought she was about to be,
girl, she said she thought everybody was gonna be like, I understand. You should have known, because people, when stuff like this goes down, people come out the woodwork being like racist, yeah, and like, just like,
because people just like search a word and then like
people just go be off like, on it. So it's don't just even like, be knowing nothing about nothing but have an opinion.
Don't
girl.
Be knowing nothing. Nothing. So what else are we gonna talk about?
Oh, there's this tweet I saw that I want to get your opinion on. And y'all, you know, y'all can tweet us y'all opinions, whatever, as well. Dang it, I can't find it. Yeah, it's a dog's name. All these pictures. Okay. I wouldn't have to start that part over. So basically, there's a tweet that I want to get your opinion on, and y'all can chime in as well. I'm sorry. So it basically says, like, how do you feel about this? You don't have to show off your significant other on social media. If it's genuine, you'll subconsciously want to post them.
I think that, like, okay, well, I'm, like, a very, like, private person. Like, I don't share who I'm talking to with everybody, except for, like, y'all, like, my friends. And then,
oh, really?
But, like, I've never posted, like, a dude. But if a dude wants to post me, that's fine. Like, I wouldn't have a problem with posting, mm-hmm. but, like, I just don't think to do it. I'd rather it. And if I did do it, I would want it to be natural. I wouldn't want to ask for him to do it either. But at this point in my life, I feel like if we're together, I need you to post me because you could be telling anybody anything that I was.
Yeah.
Anything.
You could be lying.
You could be saying I was anybody to you.
You could be saying that I don't know her.
You could be saying you don't know me. But you did, boo.
Boy,
you did. So it's just like at this point, like I would like to be posted if we're together, but don't post me if we're not like together because that's weird. But if
so, let me ask you this. Do you okay? So you don't really care either or, it seems mm-hmm. like, but do you feel like okay, what if you like want it to be posted? And you went to him and you were like, oh, like, or like you noticed that, like, he never posts you. Like, y'all might be, like, go somewhere together and it seems like the way he's posting is as if he's, like, everywhere by himself. Yeah. Like, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and we're together.
But, like, y'all are together and, like, every time he posts, it's like,
it's like a
single man.
Yeah.
So would you be like, and you ask him to like post you or like you try to get in a picture, whatever,
yeah.
and he's like, oh no, whatever, like that. Would you feel some type of way?
A little bit. Because I'd be like, why are we even together and why are you hiding me? Are you hiding me to make these other girls comfortable?
Mm.
Are you hiding me to like make it seem like.
To cover your tracks?
Are you hiding me to lie to these? Like, why are you hiding me? And why are you acting like we not like this? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I feel like if we're together, it should just be, like, it should be natural. You should want to be proud of me. You should
want to post me. Yeah, that's how I feel. I feel like you should want, like you should want it to. Should be, like. It should be, like, a natural thing. It shouldn't even have to be, like, no, oh, why you don't post me?
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. It should just be,
because then
like,
you look goofy if you ask.
You look goofy, and then, like, the relationship is just, like, I feel like if you ask, and then they be, like, no, then it's just, then like, it's okay, just well, like, then what is this? What are we doing?
Yeah, why?
But then some people, like, feel like, oh, you shouldn't look for, like, validation
from social media,
but, like, I feel like in our day and age, social media is like your PDA or something.
Yeah, it tells what's going on. Like, because if a girl can look at, like, if I look at somebody's Instagram, I think they're cute, and they don't have
and you're scrolling, and they don't have no girl.
They don't
on
have
their
a
page,
girl
you're
on their
assume
page.
They don't have a girlfriend,
or on their story. I'm gonna assume like.
So I'm liking picture after picture after picture.
That's what you're doing.
I don't see a girl. So I'm gonna assume that you are single as a person.
Yeah, I'm just gonna assume that because.
But then when I go to your story 3 months later and it's like, oh, you hugged up with a girl, but like then I go to her page because you tag her, obviously. Then I go to her page and I see all pictures of y'all together and I'm like, well, dang, where was the energy on your page?
Right. Like, what is going on here?
So I feel like I could see, you know, how it could be like.
But also, like, if you
have something that, like, makes it obvious that you're in a relationship. Yeah. I don't know. I think the problem would be with these people that be acting like they're not in a relationship.
They're not in a relationship, but be doing everything that constitutes a relationship and stuff. And then just
telling other people that. Like, back in the day, you know, I feel like our grandparents or, you know, great-grandparents, they might have been like, oh, hold my hand in public, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, a little post on social media, that might be our little hold my hand in public or whatever.
Yeah, because most of the time people are more, like, on their phones.
Yeah, and, like, you're more seen. I feel like you're more seen on your phone.
Yeah, people post their, like, highlights on their phone, so.
Because it's more reach, you know, social media. Yeah,
it can, like, get to more people. So, it's just, like, at that point, I would like, if I'm really into you and I really like you and we're in a relationship, I would want you to feel proud of me, like, show me off, you know? Show that, like, I'm that girl. But, I mean, I don't feel like it's necessary, but I would appreciate it, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah. But I feel like if he refuses to post you, it's
a red flag. Yeah, I feel like if it's a refusal, then that's a problem. But if it's just, like, if you ask and it's just, like, oh, you know, to come, then that's different.
Yeah.
But if it's a refusal, then
it's just like, oh my God.
You're hiding me.
Right, you're hiding. I'm convinced. And then it's just
like, I'm convinced you got 2-3 more of me.
Right.
All across the world.
2-3.
I didn't mean anything by it.
So, yeah. That's how I feel about it. Like, but, yeah.
Well, speaking of Keke Palmer, Star got canceled.
Oh my God.
Shoot me dead. Y'all, Star was my show.
It was my show too, even though I didn't really watch it.
I would try to keep up, but like, it was hard. But I would know what was going on.
Yeah, and like, I just feel like
I knew what was coming with that finale.
Because
I told you. Like, I was watching the finale and I was like, I can just tell. Like, the music, it was very, like, somber and, like, not to spoil anything, but.
But, I mean, it's over now.
I mean,
now,
it's over
so.
Now, but, yeah. So, if you want to watch, then don't listen to this part. But, like, when the grandma was talking to Quincy's character.
Oh, about, my like, God.
Ending, I was, like, I knew that it was ending because they did that little flashback.
But I don't think they knew it was ending. It was the season finale.
But you can write stuff as if the show's ending.
Yeah.
I feel like they wrote it, like, halfway as if it was ending, but them shooting up everybody at the end.
That was just crazy.
Now, why? What in your right mind would tell you?
To shoot Brandy.
Shoot up the whole cast.
Shoot up. They shot up.
Brandy.
Evan Ross. The grandma. They shot
grandma
the grandma.
Execution style. Jay, do I walk through the valley of shadow of death? I feel nothing.
They shot her like it was the ugliest shooting scene I've ever seen.
But you know, like,
it's kind of like Queen Latifah on Set It Off. You know how she died? That was crazy.
Exactly like that. But you know how people like they start like praying before they like die, and it normally like works.
Yes.
I thought it was gonna work.
Nah.
They still shot grandma.
They
shot the mess out of her.
They shot her for nothing though, because the friend like.
But they shot.
How you shoot her? Cause she.
But they shot. No, they shot her cause she. The dude raped her.
Yeah.
And then she found out who raped her, and then she went and like poisoned him, and he died.
Okay, but listen, he deserved it as his friend. You
but
gotta
they,
take
like,
that.
All gang members.
I don't know.
I
think they were just friends, right?
I thought they was in a
just
gang.
Just a crew? Well, maybe.
And then I feel
gang.
Like that gang, maybe I'm going to have to go back and watch some more.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go and rewatch. Because
I did skip and just watch the finale.
But
I'm trying to figure out why
they
couldn't
rape that old lady.
Why
that
they couldn't
weird.
Take Empire's budget.
And put it into Star. Nobody wants to watch Lulu Taraji.
No,
nobody wants to see that no more.
Yeah, it was.
It was cute the first season.
Empire was getting old. Star was like just getting started.
It was cute the first season, and then everybody stopped watching. And then Jesse, like.
Yeah, I didn't know how that was going. How that was. Gonna
how you gonna
out.
Bounce back from that? What's he gonna do? Down the show?
With, I don't know, but.
Like, Star was so much better than Empire. Star had
hits.
Like, they had. I was listening to Imagination yesterday.
You liked
it. And it's still good. I was listening to Imagination yesterday, and I was it's just. And then I rewatched that. Could you stop snapping?
I'm sorry.
And then I rewatched that episode where they started with Family Affair.
And I thought it was real and it was a dream. Let's get up on a
dispensary. They had Patti LaBelle singing Family Affair.
When Patti LaBelle got shot, our new star was up there.
She got shot. Yes.
Weren't they fighting with the guy?
Yes, and they shot. And she was like, ooh, y'all done shot me.
Y'all done did too much now.
It was so good. I wonder.
Had a different wig every episode.
A different wig every scene. Every scene.
Cut. Action.
Cut. Let's change these wigs. And they'd be a different color.
A different color.
A different style. And she would always have a cute man with her.
A cute man. No one good and well. That one was not interested.
Ooh. Ooh. Knowing good and well. Oh my gosh. Queen Latifah always keeps a good man in a movie. Like in Last Holiday, she had like LL Cool J. Just right, she had Common.
That's true.
Like she keeps her a man, even though it'd never be believable.
No, she's bigger than him, taller than him.
And it's just like weird. But yeah. Like, I'm really sad about Star.
Long live Star.
Long live. Rest in peace. Hopefully, like, somebody will, like,
gets picked up, but I doubt it.
Maybe BET will.
Girl, and you know, BET pick it up. It's about to end.
Like, the game.
The end is near.
Like, the game. But y'all really slept on the game. The game got really good when Lauren Landon got on there.
No, it did not.
Yes, it did.
No, ma'am.
It was really good.
No, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
What's that show that VH1 had, and then BET picked it up, and I'm pretty sure it's not coming back? Hit the floor. And they picked it up and recast it.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense. Like, if it didn't work the first time.
But Hit the Floor was good, but, like, I didn't see anybody exceptionally mad that it got canceled on VH1. It was kind of like, dang, that was good.
Well, I never watched it.
It was good.
Really? Oh, my gosh. Speaking of VH1.
What?
Jocelyn. Hazelie.
I cannot for the life of me understand why people... Can you not understand Young Miami?
I can when I listen closely.
People act like they cannot understand her.
Because she be talking really, really fast.
But, like, everybody was like, maybe it's a southern thing. But I can understand her. She said, Jocelyn Hazel, it's Young Miami. She said, I'm down in Miami. She said, come play with it, hoe. She said, you want to play with it, hoe. Said, pull up,
hoe. I want
to
show you something.
Pull up, hoe. I got something to show y'all.
I want
to
show you something.
And then I understood her the first run through. I said, oh, she's not playing. She said, pull up. She got something to show y'all. She want to fight. That's right. What she said. She said what she said, and she meant what she said.
She meant it.
She said, call Jocelyn the crackhead.
Like, she said, like, I don't even understand what the beef is. Like, what is the beef over?
I think it started because, but my thing is, Act Up has been out. Their album has been out since, like, November, December.
A long time.
Girl Code.
A long time.
Act Up was on there. Act Up probably started blowing up, like, January, February, maybe. Hazel E claims that she had the beat to Act Up before City Girls did. Or something. So, I guess she's trying to say they stole it from her. But you know how it be with these bigger artists. They don't be knowing what's going on. They just take whatever people come to them with. So even if they did steal it, they probably didn't know that.
But I doubt they stole it. Who is listening to Hazel E? I've never listened to Hazel E. You know what I thought Hazel E was? You know in Love & Hip Hop, where they always be in the studio, but you can never hear the music.
She wasn't on Love & Hip Hop.
Yeah, you know, that's what I thought, like, when she would be in the studio, it'd just be like a scene. Like, I thought it was just like a fake. Like, I'm rapping, quote unquote. Because she'd always be in the studio, and there'd be a beat, and she'd be like, that right there? All right, let's end. And then it'd be her confessional, and it'd be like, let me tell y'all about this.
So, Tierra Marie want to act stupid. So, I'm going to show her who can act stupid.
I invited her to the studio, and we about to have it out.
Mad about that nigga Ray J, but it's cool, because I was there. and I was down for her.
That's what I thought. I didn't know Hazel now, E was really.
I'm gonna meet up with Berg and I'm gonna drop this track, girl.
I didn't know.
No, you remember when she went on Ayala and Ayala made her speak to the ancestors? She said, tell your ancestors.
Harriet Tubman, what you want to say to her?
Nappy-headed. It was like nappy-headed something, something.
Tell Madam C.J. Walker.
That you called everybody nappy-headed.
Pop my butt. Pop my butt.
She said, now. Do you think that they gonna be happy with this?
Do you know what pop that butt meant to Harriet Tubman? It mean a whip.
Bye.
It's so funny.
Oh my god. Yeah, I think so. I think she's mad. She trying to claim that City Girl stole the beat or whatever, stole the track from her. So she started blowing up Instagram and she was like, I'm gonna drop. This was like a couple months ago. She's like, I'm gonna drop something for y'all. And it was, like, a video of her, like, playing her track in the background. She was like, y'all like that? I think she was on Instagram Live or something. So, she was, like, playing her track, her version of it. She was like, y'all like that? So, everybody was like, that sound familiar. And she was like, I know. She was just being instigated. She was right. Like, I know, right? She was like, sound real familiar, don't it? And she was like, wait, I got something for y'all. And then she played Act Up. And basically, everybody was like, oh, that's the same track. And she was like, exactly. Wow. So, like, I think that's why she's mad. But it's like, girl, find another boat.
Yeah, if it was good, if it was good the first time, people would have heard it.
If I wanted to listen to Hazel E, I would have found Hazel E. And
in 2009.
I would have found it.
When did she even
hit
the scene? Wasn't it like 2013?
And I don't know, because it's a different woman every year.
Weird looking lady.
It's a different woman every year with new nose.
Right, new lips. Like, so it's crazy. I don't know.
And,
but
then Jocelyn jumped in and she said, I didn't know that it was a crime to put your homegirl online.
And if you want to find me, I'm in Lauderdale, ho.
She said, didn't nobody tell me that it was a crime to support your homegirls online.
Like, girl, when did she get in it? I don't understand.
Because I think she got in it because she might have played Hazel E's version in her story or something like that. Or she might have been commenting on it or something. And then so everybody was like all on Jocelyn Page, like, ooh, you instigating, whatever, whatever.
Oh, girl.
You in it now. She was like, I didn't know. It was a cry.
I didn't know. It's a lot of deal.
But did you ever really love me, Stevie?
And did you ever really love me, Stevie?
Say, hey, May. Get on your May. I feel like you always do.
I don't blame you. Jocelyn, who you got in a fight? Young Miami or Jocelyn? Who gonna win? I say Jocelyn. Really?
Because I think... Carisha is play with it, hoe. I think she's very. I just think she's very, you know, at the mouth.
Yeah, she seems not to
and
be.
She's a little tiny. She looks a little tiny
about it. Yeah, Jocelyn lifts weights.
I feel like Jocelyn would just go crazy.
Lil Scrappy said he saw her at the gym pumping iron.
Go crazy, go stupid,
go stupid. So, I think Jocelyn. Jocelyn was my favorite. That's when she left Love & Hip Hop. I stopped watching.
But Tommy, I like Tommy.
Oh, you do like Tommy. Is she in jail?
I don't know what's going on with my sis right now. But prayers up.
Oh, free Tommy.
I don't know if she's in jail right now, but I don't know, girl.
Maybe in a halfway house.
Okay.
So what's rude?
Said that girl was in a halfway house.
But wasn't she in jail? Let's see.
She was, but I think she had got out, but didn't think she had went back. I don't know if she got out yet.
Yeah, Tommy started her last whatchamacallit is Tommy started working on this podcast before she went in and will continue from to work behind the wall to inspire those who are free to
know. I think
never take your life for granted. She's in jail, girl.
But she had released. Remember, she released that documentary, and her Ian Connor was fighting.
Yes, and like fist fighting.
Like, girl, at your big age.
Right. That's so crazy. In whole jail. If I'm in jail, y'all don't post on my Instagram.
Don't comment.
Do not post. Do not say free Raven.
Free Tommy till it's backwards.
No, don't say that. Do not tell anybody to free me.
Girl, let me be.
Just let me be in peace. Don't tell my business. I am good.
Comment. I know she didn't do it. Yeah.
I am good. If I ever get locked up, do not.
So she got a podcast behind
bars. Behind bars. I mean, let's talk about that. Cause like,
oh, that might be fire.
That might be fire. Guard. What else is happening in the news? You know, Wendy Williams' son got arrested.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
I don't blame him either.
Cause that Kevin.
That Kevin is like so rude and so disrespectful.
So nasty and so rude.
So nasty and so rude. Like,
first of all, didn't he buy that mistress a car
and a house across the street?
He bought a car, a house, got her pregnant. And I'm pretty sure this is all on Wendy's dime.
Mm-hmm.
Like, money that's coming from her. Yeah, money that's coming from her.
Mm-hmm. So, it's like,
how dare you?
How dare you?
Like, I wish you would.
Right. Like, because, like, it's like, I've supported you all these years. You've made money off of me all these years. So to be just so blatant.
And you
want to
act brand new.
Yeah, you want to act brand new with this new girl. You want to act all brand new with her. And then you're going to, like, be all big and bad and try to fight my son in the parking lot of, like, a window.
Right. Seat. And that was cowardly because how you, even if the police, people were saying, even if the police came and that's your son, you act like ain't nothing happened because
that young man
is like 17, 18. He's just starting his like adult life.
Right.
And to be arrested for
fighting your daddy.
Assault or whatever he was arrested for.
In the parking lot of a
you pretend like that didn't happen.
A parking lot of a store.
You pretend like that didn't happen and you handle it when you get home.
You handle it at home or you handle it like,
cause
as
like
a
what did you say so bad to make that boy like punch you?
It was supposed to be over spousal support because I think he's asking Wendy for money,
but to support himself.
It
got
girl.
So bad in public in the parking lot that he had to just say.
Right, like it's just like so crazy to me because it's like at that point it's just that's reaching the point of no return. Like then, like you just. You just, what is so funny? So yeah, like we've had a day.
Oh, you want to talk about it?
I don't want to talk about
okay.
it. But yeah, okay. So my bop of the week, Kayla doesn't have a bop of the week, but my bop of the week is You Stay. With DJ Khaled and Meek Mill and J Balvin.
Oh, on the new album?
Yeah, and Lil Baby, Jeremiah, like all those people.
I like the track with Lil Wayne.
With the sample. I like that one too.
The Jealousy sample?
Yeah, but that's my bop of the week. I think you're too loyal.
Yeah, I like that song. Great choice.
That's my bop. Yeah. Anything else you want to say, Kayla?
That is all. I think I got everything off my chest today.
I haven't, but we gonna.
Well,
but
I think it's best we leave.
Right. So we'll see y'all next week.
Bye.